in the water. Okay, now we're going to do one of the heaviest Harlequin songs ever. It's called Deeds Chronicled in Hell. Are we ready, boys? 3, 4. Deeds Chronicled in Hell. I need a drop zone. I can hold and defend. Baker status. The devil's adversary. Baker status. Brings us to one of the best Harlequin songs ever written, even though we didn't play this one out much as Harlequin, but Brian, me, perfected this one after ML Split Town. It's called Tiny Blips on Radar. 3, 4. Echo on a hospital corridor. Everyone was wearing their Christmas leather. Tiny blips on radar. Telling men, this time I've gone too far. I've never seen a screen pass on Third and One. My ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. A headsman, if you fall off in Belgium, you're in deep. Everyone was wearing their Christmas leather. Tiny blips on radar. Telling me, this time I've gone too far. Tiny blips on radar. Telling me, this time I've gone too far. We'll be right back. sense. You're on a nothing me to death. Do you still phone in your set? It's a tough one to sing and play lead on at the same time. But then again, I could say that about all these tunes. Anyhow, okay, now we're going to kick it into high gear. Now, you folks, some of you don't even remember us that we were Harlequin, but those of you that remember us as Harlequin might also remember that before that, we were the house band at Big Dan's.
Loose cannons!
Loose cannons! On a rolling deck! I'm not responsible. We're not to blame. What a sniper could do up here. Get down, my dear. I'm not responsible. I just can't reach. So far, so good? My guitar went away. Oh, okay. We're having some technical problems here. So, Brian, maybe...
I don't know. It's just not getting any volume on the damn thing.
Try turning it up on the amp there. So excuse us. I think we have enough time here that we can fix this. We've got a few songs left. Reno's on the case. Our bass player and little bit softer. Okay, maybe a little bit.
That'll work. You're loud, Matt. You're real loud.
All right.
As I was saying,
we're Harlequin from the city of shattered dreams. One of these nights we're going back. But first, we've got to play you a song called Whistling Past the Graveyard. And Reno is rushing to get his earphones back on. Reno, what would we do without him? He helps, you know. Okay, we're good. Whistling Past the Graveyard. Here we go. Past the graveyard, whistling past. Okay, heavy or what? All right, so now we're going to finish our set with one of the oldest Harlequin tunes, which even predates when Reno and I joined the band. It's a song called Shakedown. And there must be at least one or two people listening out there that might actually remember the old Harlequin that came up from Florida in 1976, and they played this song. Reno and I joined about 82. Alan joined, just last week. But he's doing a great job. Alan Henry on drums, thank you so much. We love him. He's great. Okay. And frankly, speaking for myself, it's great to be playing with Brivo and Reno. It's
back at you, boys.
Just magic playing with these guys. And it's our pleasure to be playing for you folks out there. Okay. Shakedown. Hit it, Bri. Beware, Bri.
Beware.
Already too absurd for you. Has it never occurred to you? Me and the boys, we're loaded for bear. Stay out of harm's way, or we'll knock your back. Fixing the drainage system in no time flat. Ain't nothing we appreciate more than
a good spat.
Me and the boys, we're taking over. Just like that. Don't stand a chance. I said City of Shattered Dreams, thank you, and good night.
Yeah, that was Harlequin in Studio D. They're going to cool off, and they'll be back with us in a few minutes. And stay tuned.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear a voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon.
Yeah, that was the Dead Harrisons. They're going to have a full length coming out very, very soon with a couple songs they did right here in Studio D. Right now, with me in Studio A is Harlequin.
Hello.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Matt Gilbert, Matteo, out of the city of Shattered Dreams.
I'm Al Hendry, playing drums with these knuckleheads.
I'm Reno. Bass player.
And Bribo. Yeah. Slash tear rip.
Bribo was the...
You're going to have to share that mic right there. Till we get that. Okay.
I can use this one though, right?
No, you want to use that mic right there.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Bribo was actually one of the founding members of the band. And he and ML, the lead singer, formed the band in Florida back, well, what, like in the 70s, right?
Yeah. We came up to Boston in 75.
Yeah.
And pretty much that was it, plugged into that whole scene, and then went up to New York. And then we came back to Boston because New York was a bit expensive.
Yeah.
Okay, this I take it
yes.
This mic is good again?
You're
okay.
Solid.
Yeah, anyway, the original Harlequin, they were really good and popular. Had a lot of good gigs at the Rat. They were really embraced.
I remember a picture of they had the Rat on their shoulders.
Yeah, that was Mondo, the original singer.
I still have one of the Rats.
That was Bri's brother, and they were the founding members.
Was that the inspiration for later on? They put the rats with the eyes glowing up in the ceiling?
Absolutely.
There you go.
You know, they totally stole that idea from him. He called himself, that was his King Rat outfit. Mm. And there was barbed wire on it. And frankly, it was deadly to be on stage with him when he was wearing that outfit. I mean, I would get cut.
Mm-hmm. Nobody was slam dancing in anybody in the band.
Well, I remember one time, before I joined the band, this guy tried to come up on stage, and ML just slugged him, and the guy fell backwards into the arms of the bouncers, and they carried him off like a funeral, you know, beer or
and
whatever.
They dragged him up the back concrete steps to rest comfortably.
And the show went on, and I think everyone just thought it was part of the show.
Well, everybody used to end up in the dumpster with the broken beer bottles and the rats and the chicken wings.
He's as lucky ML didn't rub him against that barbed wire. Yeah. I mean, that would have really, he could have gotten really.
So that would have probably been the real first dangerous band in Boston.
So we were like an outlaw band. ML, he was really a kick. He worked at the Music Complex, and one time, someone from Rider Rent-A-Van came and said, "Hey, I got to drop off this van for someone here at the complex." And ML said, "Well, I don't know who ordered it." And he goes, "Well, here, take the keys and just give it to whoever." Mm. Nobody ever claimed the keys to that van. And ML rode around in that van for like 4 or 5 years. And I would say to him, "ML, come on. You can't ride around in a stolen van like this." He's like, "So, Matt, how are you getting to the next gig?" And, I guess I'm riding in the stolen van.
There you go.
The happy ending is that after using it and abusing it for 5 years, he brought it back to the Rider lot and returned it. And who knows, it probably caused more trouble by being an extra van unaccounted for than going missing in the first place, because nobody ever missed it. But
it's that orphan child that comes home.
Yeah.
Van, yes. Yeah. Get closer to the mics. Yeah, pull that mic closer to you. Yeah, that's great. So how you guys doing? You're all feeling good? You had a good set?
Yeah, well, I think so. My voice was a little hoarse, but we've been busy.
How big about this fake? No.
Yeah, well, you want to hear my... No, you don't want to hear that joke.
No. It's a family show, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, we're family, aren't we? It's great to be playing with Bri and Reno, and Alan has been doing a great job with us, too. And, unfortunately, Bri's got to fly back to Florida because whenever we get together, people always say, "Now, you, that's the band." Because Reno and I have a band called The Grave Dancers.
Yeah.
And Alan's in that band, too. And we have a gig coming up. I should probably advertise. We have a gig coming up on Saturday night. We're doing sort of a Rolling Stones tribute at Pete's in Quincy.
And where exactly in Quincy is that?
It's on South Street. I'm not sure the address.
And they probably have like a website and stuff and a Facebook page. Yeah, sure.
Pete's Bar and Grill.
We did an event page. We'll have to friend you and we'll send you.
Put it right on the town, and the people tune right into it and check it out and come to your gig.
But if Bri is still in town, we'll probably bring him up for a couple of Harlequin tunes.
Yeah, he won't get away.
We're not going to let him off that easy. But, we've been really busy, and I'm glad, because this winter was just like a dull killer. I mean, I almost just wanted to just slit my wrists and die. It was so dull.
But you could write songs about it instead.
That's right, and I did. And playing music and recording music was the only thing that sort of kept me going. But now, all of a sudden, we're really busy.
Yeah.
And, we just did a gig last Sunday, and my voice is still hoarse from that, apparently. Yeah, and like I said, we did this, and now we're playing next Saturday, and it's good to be busy. And I'm going to be doing some shows with Charlie Don't Surf,
Cool.
Yeah, they're a Clash tribute.
Yeah, I played with them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're playing too?
No, I have played.
No, nobody told me. Wait a second.
The secret's out now. We're still family, right?
Yeah. No, Alan's the best, man. He's a great drummer and great attitude. It's great playing with him. Thank you so much, Alan.
Will they be able to get
up with us?
Yeah.
Will they be able to get Harlequin merch at your shows or CDs or?
Well, CDs, no, but merch, yes. Patches, T-shirts. In fact, that's the only way I ever make money. Most of these gigs, we're always playing benefits for somebody or other. Someone should do a benefit for us.
Yeah, here you go.
But, actually, Harlequin is probably, like, the best-kept secret in Boston. I mean, you heard us. We're a good band. We're a heavy band, and we're not your normal band. I mean, we have a sound that is just...
But what is normal?
Well, but the thing is, like, we have our own sound. Yeah. I mean, Brivo and me together, it's almost like we have no business playing together, his style and my style. But yet we do, and between the two of us, we get a sound that, no one else quite gets. And, like I said, we're the best-kept secret in Boston. We do great shows. I just wish more people would be there to see them.
This is your opportunity. You're here to hear them live here, and you can come out and see them live. Where? Again.
Well, they missed their chance. But like I said, we'll be at Pete's Bar and Grill,
South Street, Weymouth,
the Glimmer Twins,
Saturday.
If you missed tonight's performance, we archive for 2 weeks. Go to WMFO.org, and it's up for 2 weeks. So please listen again.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So any parting words before we hit midnight, the bewitching hour?
I would like to say a big hello to a buddy of mine's put me up since I've been here for the last
Please
month.
Please do.
Hey, Callie, it's me, your Bubby here. And who else would be listening here? Let's see, Rondo from the former Harlequin.
That's right, the original drummer.
And, LP might be listening, but she might be out there. Suzanne.
Yeah, Suzanne, let's pipe Cook. In.
Yeah, get your shout-outs now.
And Marion and Walter actually came here to see us.
Yes, I think they're the applauding over there, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't hear because you were in the other room.
Steve and Lori, preteen Steve.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He drove all the way to see us. He does. He's a good fan. He's always there for us.
But they looked so happy seeing us because we played one hell of a set.
Yeah.
And that night, my voice was just soaring.
Yeah.
Which is probably why tonight it was sort of,
If people don't know, Matt and a few of these other people are in a band called the Grave Dancers. Which you can see around the Boston area.
Yes.
Too. So it's like a twofer. You can get two great things at once.
Now Harlequin always...
We have many guises.
Yeah.
Harlequin always plays original songs. As the Grave Dancers, we do have a full... we could probably play 3 hours of all original songs, but we also will do covers that we like Mott the Hoople.
Don't call us on that, please.
Like Mott the Hoople, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Not just any covers, but, I don't know. Glam rock. We like, New York Dolls and
British Invasion.
Yes.
British Invasion, certainly.
All good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
The Who, Live at Leeds kind of stuff.
I might be old, but I got to see all the good bands.
That's right.
So, the Grave Dancers, we're available for parties and mixers and...
Bar mitzvahs.
Orgies.
Bar mitzvahs, weddings.
Circumcisions.
Or if you just want a party.
Yeah.
My uncle did circumcisions, and he would never charge money, but he would always keep the tips.
And he was always on the cutting edge.
Wow.
Thank you again.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you. Say your name.
Matt.
Al. Reno.
Bribo.
And check it again when they're out playing. Thank you very much.
And by the way, a big shout out to our former frontman, ML.
Yes,
and Mondo Lobotomy, as I said, those lyrics he wrote and the whole vision of the band, he was a real cool guy and, Stolen Vans, all that cool shit. Fun guy to be around. And it's a shame he couldn't be, can't be up here with us to do these shows. But we just have to forge on without him. And anyway.
Thank you.
We're Harlequin out of the City of Shattered Dreams. Good night.
Good night.
Good night all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
Some love blazes, some love bleeds. Some wrap around you so you can't breathe. Bet you never guess which one I'd be. Oh, I won't put the shovel down. Some ghosts rattle, some ghosts scream. You sound just like a human being. The closer I get, the less I see. Oh, I won't put the shovel down.
WMFO, Medford.
I only